Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we just finished, it really is, I know Ann brought these two guests on, but Christina also. It's tremendous when you get somebody who's dynamic and appreciates what, loves what they do. It's not even appreciate what they do. They have to love what you do. If you own your job, your hobby, or whatever it is, it's the best person to have on this. So now that puts all the pressure on Dr. Peter Brennan because he is from OCLI, which is, Ophthalmic Consultants of Long Island. And I've seen the OCLI sign. There's one over in Garden City in that blue building. I forget the name of it, but I used to pass that way going to work, but I've never put it together.
The one on Stewart Avenue?
No, I think it's Old Country Road.
Right, Mineola.
Oh, that's Mineola. Yeah, that's right, it's Mineola.
You have a lot of offices, am I?
Yeah, we have tons and tons of offices.
And we'll go directly to Dr. Brennan because what we're going to be discussing is macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can touch on other stuff.
Sure.
But that's the topic we put down. And I hear a number of people who are diagnosed with that. Could you explain what it is, though?
Sure.
I mean, there's a wet one and a dry one or something?
Correct. Yeah. So, macular degeneration. Well, first to start off, the macula is part of the retina. And if you think of the eye like a camera, the retina is the film in the camera. So when you have macular degeneration, that means a degeneration of part of the retina.
Okay.
It's very, very common. So about 15 million Americans have it. And it is the number one cause of severe central vision loss in patients over 50.
Severe what?
Central vision loss.
Okay.
Right. So that means peripheral vision loss, for example, would be glaucoma, when you can't see out of the side of your eye, but macular degeneration affects the center. So if you're looking at someone, if you're reading, looking at faces, sometimes it just shows up like a black dot.
Macula, I'm going to see Aaron and Ann, but not
but
you.
You may be looking at
see
me.
You.
If you have severe macular degeneration, my face would just be a black circle, for example.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. And I'm just, I don't know, if I look to the side, do I see you or not really?
You can sort of see me, but the vision isn't as sharp when you use your side vision.
Okay.
So the macula has the most dense light receptors to give you that fine central vision that you need to read.
And that's a huge number of people. Actually,
absolutely.
Before we continue on with this, and I usually ask this question and I don't. Could you just give us something about your background and how you got into this? Honestly, because, you know, people like to know, like, okay, so he's a doctor, but what did you do? It's like, why did you go into eyes versus,
Sure. Well, I'm originally from Pittsburgh. So I did all my training in Pittsburgh except for my retina training, and that was in Memphis. But as I was getting through med school, I knew I wanted to do something surgical.
Okay.
And I really like microscopes. I like microsurgery. And of all the different specialties that do microsurgery, I really, really liked ophthalmology the best. When I first saw cataract surgery, I was so impressed with it that I knew that's what I wanted to do. And when you're a resident doing your training in ophthalmology, you're exposed to the different specialties.
Right.
So there's actually about 7 or 8 specialties within ophthalmology, not just cataract surgery. For example, I'm a retina specialist, and that's extra training after an ophthalmology residency. So the retinal detachment surgeries that I saw, I thought that was even cooler than cataract surgery. So I knew that's what I wanted to do. And as a retina specialist doing retinal detachments, you're also involved with macular diseases. And that's why I treat macular degeneration.
Okay.
Approximately how long did it take you to go through all this training?
Sure. He just finished a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
He looks it.
So college and medical school, so that's 8 years. And then an ophthalmology residency and an internship preceding that, that's 4 years. And then 2 years of a retina fellowship.
Wow.
Yeah, long time.
That's amazing. And now what office you were in OCLI? Or
so
do you guys move around?
I move around. I actually just came from our Manhasset office. That's actually a new office that has retina
care. That's on Old Boulevard.
I'm sorry?
That's on Northern Boulevard. I see that. Right, off Shelter Rock Road. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Okay.
And, you know, there was cataract and glaucoma care there prior to my arrival, but now I'm going to be seeing patients there for retina problems as well.
Okay, okay.
And then I also will be in Huntington and Plainview.
Wow. Are you also connected with the, I'm going to call it a clinic or a center, where the surgeries are actually done? It used to be on Glen Cove Road, but that's a while back in the beginning, and now it's Jericho Turnpike.
Jericho Turnpike, yes. So that's the Island Eye Surgery Center, and I do operate there.
So is that, quote, the hospital type of setting versus going to St. Francis, which is what my mother did when she had her cataract surgery?
It's all outpatient. 99% of our surgeries are going to be done on an outpatient basis. So you go in the morning of your surgery, and you're at home later that day.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No, from that perspective, it has changed. I know surgery. I mean, I'm not involved with it, but it has changed. Surgeries in general, that somebody would go in, they were petrified. And now, you know, you're really home and you're back at work the next day in many cases.
I have a couple questions about macular degeneration. Do you just have it, or are there different levels of it? And does it involve both eyes, one eye? Can you sort of give me an overview of what this is involving?
Sure, absolutely.
And throw in there, what's the sign that you think it's coming?
What's the sign that you think it's coming?
Yeah, like all of a sudden, if like, you know, if you're getting arthritis, all of a sudden your elbow is like, oh, this is starting to hurt me, and you go to a doctor and he says you have arthritis.
Right.
Is there
right.
such a warning, like with a macula, that something's going wrong?
That's the problem. So oftentimes you want to get it diagnosed early.
Right.
So regular eye exams are really going to be the best way to do it. So everyone, once you're over 50, you should be having a yearly dilated eye exam, either with your optometrist or with an ophthalmologist, but the dilation drops. That's really the key.
And just to make something clear, that's not the test when you go to get glasses at the eyeglass store.
You can't have dilation at the eyeglass store, but you would have to ask them for it.
Okay, so the test that they give you for your vision is not an exam.
Correct.
And this is generally covered by insurance.
Yes. Absolutely, because it's a medical condition.
Right.
Doing the medical exam is covered by your medical insurance, not vision insurance. So with macular degeneration, absolutely, there's a spectrum of severity. And then there's two broad categories, dry and wet. Now, it's a little bit confusing because it's got nothing to do with whether your eyes feel dry or if they're running. It's the fact that in wet macular degeneration, you can get bleeding and fluid underneath the retina. So that causes sudden and severe vision loss. That can happen very quickly. So you mentioned a warning sign. Well, if one day you woke up and straight lines looked wavy, for example, if you were looking at graph paper or the blinds, if they had a dip, something like that, or if you looked at someone's face and they just looked like it was a funhouse mirror effect on their face, that would be a warning sign for wet macular degeneration, and you would want to get that checked out right away. Dry is the most common type of macular degeneration, and typically people don't have very severe vision loss from dry macular degeneration, but it can happen as well. It's slowly progressive.
Does dry go to wet as it goes on the disease?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
So you have about a 10% risk of turning from the dry type to the wet type. So that's part of the monitoring process as well. That's why you'll want to go in and get your exam every now and then to monitor for that. Now, what we do have to offer for dry macular degeneration patients is the AREDS vitamins. So that So you may have heard of Ocuvite, iCaps, PreserVision. These are all just different brand names, but really the key is the AREDS, and that is the age-related eye disease study. So that formula was tested, and it showed that it was beneficial to prevent wet macular degeneration. So you're approximately 10% risk, taking the vitamins can take that down to about 6 or 7%. So
it's
better than 100%. Nothing. Yeah.
Is there anything else that I can do to be an advocate for myself of not getting this disease? Is there anything in my lifestyle or anything of that nature that might be helpful in trying to do some troubleshooting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, number one, vitamins. Leafy green vegetables, that's always a good idea. And the biggest thing that we know that we can actually do something about is smoking. So smoking increases your risk by about 350%.
Wow.
It's huge. It's a huge factor. So if you're a smoker, quit smoking. That's the biggest thing that you can do for your eyes.
I know the lungs, and
I know.
We've gone through all of that, but they don't really put that on when they do like the ad on television.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one for me.
Yeah, no, I never heard that before.
Yeah, smoking is the biggest, what we would call modifiable risk factor, something we can actually do something about.
Does exercise help at all?
We don't think so. No, you can't. You can't work your eyes out. Cardiovascular fitness probably plays a role, but there's been no proof that exercising can help specifically.
Right.
Are they doing research in this field?
Yes, all the time. We were close to maybe having a treatment for dry macular degeneration, but the study didn't pan out. That was about a year ago. For wet macular degeneration, we have great treatments. In the past 15 years, there was a major, major revolution in treatment. Before the mid-2000s, we really didn't have a whole lot to offer for wet macular degeneration patients. Laser treatments, oftentimes they did more damage than help. But now we have injection medications, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but they're very well tolerated, and they've done a great job in saving a lot of people's vision for the wet macular degeneration.
I want to know a few things about post-diagnosis, but we got to take a break right now, and then we'll follow up with those. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Dr. Brennan in reference to macular degeneration.